Amy Marcy Cheney Beach, or Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, as she came to be known, was born in 1867 in Henniker, New Hampshire. She was the first American woman to succeed as a composer of large-scale art music and was celebrated during her lifetime as the foremost woman composer in the United States. During her lifetime, she produced 300 works, including pieces for orchestra, chamber works, choral pieces, and songs. She had a virtuoso piano technique and an extraordinary memory. She was interested in philosophy and science and was fluent in German and French. As a composer, she could produce large-scale works in a few days. During the summers in the last decades of her life, she composed at the McDowell Colony in Peterborough, New Hampshire, a retreat where artists from various disciplines could come together to work in an atmosphere charged with creativity. It became a haven for American artists since 1907. Nothing to do but take care of yourself and your work. Lunch baskets dropped off at the door of your studio. Dinners with writers, painters, and fellow musicians. Walks through the pine woods. After a day of composing, she would rustle up a game of croquet. After dinner, she initiated the more intellectual game of anagrams with such literary personages as Thornton Wilder, and she usually won. Later, she would challenge some less literary colleague to a game of pool, where she apparently showed enviable skill. Here's one of her most beloved songs, Ah, Love But a Day. We'll hear it sung by Donna Fortunato with Virginia Eskin at the piano. It is set to a poem by Robert Browning. Ah, love but a day, and the world has changed. The sun's away and the bird estranged. The wind has dropped and the sky's deranged. Summer has stopped. Look in my eyes. Wilt thou change too? Should I fear surprise? Shall I find aught new in the old and dear, in the good and true, with the changing year?